Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In the news today, 12 jurors have been selected for Trump's hush money trial. The jury includes a sales professional, a software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. The case centers on $130,000 Trump's lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, paid to porn actor Stormy Daniels. The former president has been accused of falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. Trump now faces 34 felony counts. He denies any wrongdoing. Earlier today, two jurors were dismissed. One juror expressed doubt about her ability to be fair following disclosure of details about her identity. Another juror was let go over concerns that some of his answers in court may have been inaccurate. The judge has barred reporters from identifying jurors' employers after expressing privacy concerns. Alternate jurors are currently being picked. Thank you to the Associated Press for the story, and reporting for WSUM News, I'm Hyewon Lim. In international news, the U.S. and U.K. places sanctions on Iran. Oliver Gerhars has the story.
Thursday, the United States and the United Kingdom imposed new sanctions on Iran. The sanctions come as a part of a growing concern that Iran's recent attack on Israel could intensify the current conflict in the Middle East. President Joe Biden said in a statement directed at the U.S. Treasury, quote, to continue to impose sanctions that further degrade Iran's military industries, unquote. These sanctions target 16 people and two entities in Iran that produce the engines that powered the drones used in Iran's attack on Israel last week. The Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets also sanctioned Iranian steel production firms and subsidiaries of Iranian automaker Baumann Group, which is accused of materially supporting the sanctioned Iranian military. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhars.
Thanks, Oliver. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hyewon. The Wisconsin softball team split a road doubleheader against Minnesota yesterday, taking Game 1 3-0, yet dropping Game 2 3-7. Despite the split, the prevailing storyline following the series was Wisconsin pitcher Tessa Mañanamo, who threw the 12th no-hitter in franchise history. The grad student allowed just one walk during the entire game, yet benefits from some excellent defense from Wisconsin unit that has recorded a Big Ten leading 62 errors on the season. The Badgers will hope Mañanamo has her best stuff again this weekend, with the fourth-place Penn State Nittany Lions coming to town for a three-game series. In pro sports, the Milwaukee Brewers are coming off of a 1-0 win over the San Diego Padres and are currently in St. Louis to play the 9-10 Cardinals in a three-game division series. Despite sitting at 11-6 and having the second-best record in the NL, the crew will be without their former MVP Christian Yelich, who's on a 10-day IL with back discomfort. Yelich has dealt with back issues in the past, but the way he was hitting to start the season, I'm sure the Brewers will praying their team leader return sooner rather than later. From WSUM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesbrick.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hyewon Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.